Okay, we're going to start on Chatzesim with base, and we're going to talk about the concept of matzah and maror as it relates to Korban Pesach. Okay, so let me just read a little bit of the Gemara, and then we'll discuss the different shitas of Rishonim. So on Chatzesim with base, the Gemara is discussing machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, machlokes Tanayim, in terms of the relationship between the mitzvah of matzah and chametz. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar lo Rav Shimon, v'kiyav shalom akein for lanemar, lo tocha alav chametz, shivas yamim tocha alav matzahs. Means Rav Shimon says the only time there's an issur to eat chametz is only when there's a mitzvah of eating matzah, meaning during Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says there's an Easter of eating chametz before Pesach, there's an Easter of eating chametz after Pesach. Rav Shimon says, how can you say that? You see the Torah compares the Easter of chametz to the mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda respond to Rav Shimon's hekesh? What does he do with that happening? Shapir ka amale Rabbi Shimon. You know why there's a hekesh between the chametz and the matzah? To tell you that there's a mitzvah of eating matzah even bezman hazeh, that we don't have korban pesach. Nevertheless, there's still a mitzvah of eating the matzah because of the hekesh to the chametz. Okay. So, Rav Shimon, how does Rav Shimon know that there's a mitzvah of eating matzah bezman hazeh? Lekova kova minale. Which is the way we pass. We pass in like Rav Shimon. And therefore we hold that the way we know there's a separate mitzvah of eating matzah is manazeh because of the separate pasuk by Erev Tochlu Matzahs. Rabbi Yehuda mibayla letame v'sheh b'derech rechoke. Meaning, even bizman beis hamikdash, that despite the fact that the person who's tame or derech rechoke, that he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, so I would think he's pater from the mitzvah of matzah as well. Sauka daita kamina ho bepesach lo yocho bematzah umaror nami lo necho kimash malan. Rabbi Yehuda says, I need the hekesh to teach me that despite the fact that atame and derech rechoka do not eat from the Korban Pesach, they still are chayev in the mitzvah of matzah and marah. Rav Shimon Tamei Shavder Kukoka Lo Yitzer Kra, because you can derive it from Aro. Logarami Aro Bein Nechar. We know that an Aro Bein Nechar don't eat Korban Pesach and their Chayv Matzah. Tiksiva Kol Aro Lo Yoko Bo. Bo Hu Eino Oko. Aval Oko Hu Bein Matzah Omar. Alright. So now we want to understand, what is this idea that they're chayv in the mitzvah of matzah and mar? They're not chayv in Korban Pesach, and yet they're chayv in matzah and mar. Now we know, let me start off with the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos explains that even though the pasuk says by Korban Pesach, al matzos umrorim yochlu, which would teach you that the mitzvah of matzah is connected to Korban Pesach. But nevertheless, because we have a separate drasha of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzahs, we have a separate mitzvah of eating matzah. So we know that Bizman is there. There's a separate mitzvah of eating matzah. And presumably, when we talk about Bizman Beis HaMikdash, the people who are pater from Korban Pesach, such as Aro, Beinechar, and Tamei Derech Rechoka, we would say that true, their name may not be able to be chayiv in the Korban Pesach, but they should certainly be chayiv in the mitzvah of matzah because of the extra pasuk by Erev Tochlu Matzahs. Or because, as the Gemara says, because of the word bo. Bo hu ein okol, okol matzah ma. But the question is, we understand as far as matzah is concerned, there's a separate mitzvah. But what about mara? The Gemara says matzah and mara. The Gemara puts mara together with matzah. So would we say that there's a separate mitzvah of eating mara despite the Korban Pesach? Is that what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara says matzah and maror, so you should conclude from the simple reading of our Gemara that irrespective, independent of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, there are really two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of eating matzah, and there's a mitzvah of eating maror, which is independent of Korban Pesach. That's the simple reading of our Gemara. But the Rambam clearly says that that's not correct. So I'll read the words of the Rambam in Mitzvah Korban Pesach, Mitzvah Nun Vav. And the Rambam says that that's not true, despite the fact that that's the simple reading Gemara. So here's the Rambam say from it. He shetivanu leachol keves haPesach. We have a mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach. Leo chamisha aser. Bitnayim aniskarim. V'ushi atzli. V'ushi yachol b'vayi sechad. V'ushi yachol matzo mar. You have to eat it together with the matzo and the mar. V'amro v'achlu es habaser b'layla azeh. Tzli esh u'matzos al-merorim yochlu. So says the Ram. V'ulai yiksha alai maksha v'yoma. Lama timna achilas pesach matzomar mitzvachas. Why do I count one mitzvah of achilas korban pesach matzah and mara, and I do not count it as three separate mitzvahs? Velo timna osam shalosh mitzvos. V'sheti achilas matzah mitzvah v'achilas mara mitzvah v'achilas pesach mitzvah. Ashivenu, I will answer you, says the Rama. You should first know that I will admit there is a separate mitzvah, and the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah of Taryag to eat matzah, because of Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. V'kein achilas haPesach mitzvah b'fnei atzma, kimo shezacharnu. Aval hamaror hu nigra l'achilas haPesach. Says the Rambam, there is no separate mitzvah of eating mara. It is just part of nigrar of Korban Pesach. Ve'einu nimna mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'raya l'davar. What is my proof, says the Rambam? Shebaser haPesach yachil l'kiyom haMitzvah. Yeyimo amaro lo yeyamaro. He's going to quote a mechilta that says, let's say you don't have matzah or you don't have mara, you still have a chiyuv to eat korban pesach. Now, of course, it's not b'shleimusa, but you still have a mitzvah. However, says the Rambam, he's going to have a different text in the mechilta than the way we have the mechilta. The Rambam quotes a mechilta that says that if you do not have korban pesach, you do not have a separate mitzvah of eating matzah and mara. So that clearly teaches you, says the Rambam, that mara is dependent on matzah. I mean, on korban pesach. Korban pesach does not depend on mara. Shebaser haPesach yachel likiyum haMitzvah iyeimo mara or lo yamara. Whether you have the mara or not, you always have a mitzvah of korban pesach. V'hamara lo yachel. But you will not be commanded to eat the maror unless you have korban pesach. Le amro yizbaroch al merorim yachluhu, meaning eat it with the korban pesach. V'ilu achal maror beli basar. If you eat maror without the korban pesach, says the Rambam, lo asaklum, it is nothing. V'lo ne'amar kvar kiyum mitzvah achas hi achilas mar. And he quotes the Mechilta. Now, as again, our Lashon of Mechilta is different than the text of the Rambam. So, therefore, we will clearly see Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. And I will express that in a minute, okay? So, the first thing that has to be addressed is, what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that there's a chiyuv of matzah and maror for an aro, b'neicha, tamei, derech rechoka, even though these people do not eat korban pesach. What kind of mitzvah of maror is it if they're not eating korban pesach? What is the Gemara talking about? This is the question the Rishonim ask. And the Ron and Rabbeinu David give a very simple answer. They say that the word maror is to be read lav davka. That really what the Gemara meant to say is matzah exists independent of korban pesach. And when the Gemara threw in maror, that's agav grara lav davka. It really meant matzah. That's how they learn, and that's how the Rambam is forced to read this Gemara, because there's no other way to reconcile the Rambam with this Gemara. Is this clear? Okay, fine. Now, there is a shita of a Rishon, that's Rav Daniel Hababli, who disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, no, he takes our Gemara literally, and he says, no, there is a separate mitzvah of eating matzah and eating mara, whether you have a korban pesach or not. The only thing is, why does the Gemara say in our Pesachim that matzah bezman hazeh deraisa mara is derabanan? Why is mara derabanan if there's a separate mitzvah of eating mara? So he says that's only because the mitzvah of mara is tale on the zman of achilas korban pesach, meaning when there is an institution of korban pesach, but not, it's not talo and the actual physical achila or the chiyuv of the mitzvah of korban pesach. It's just talo on the zman of achilas korban pesach. So when we don't have a korban pesach, we don't eat the mara. There is no mara. But when there is an institution, there is a theoretical chiyuv of korban pesach. Whether the person, the individual, as a chiyuv is irrelevant. What's relevant is that the fact that there is a notion of korban pesach being brought, people will be bringing korban pesach, may not be that that particular individual is bringing korban pesach. Okay, so this is the extreme shita. Rav Daniel Hababli is one extreme who says matzah and maror are a separate mitzvah, and yet the Rambam is the other extreme who say no, matzah and maror is connected to korban pesach. Okay, so let me try to explain these shitas. So Rav Daniel Hababli is basically, just to analyze what they're saying, Rav Daniel Hababli is saying that the concept of matzah and maror are supposed to be a preparation, a heksher mitzvah for korban pesach. So therefore, if there is no institution of korban pesach, since these mitzvahs are projected for korban pesach, therefore there is no meaning in eating matzah and maror. What's the point? But when there is an institution of korban pesach, maybe this particular individual is not going to eat the korban pesach. But when there is an institution of korban pesach, so then the matzah maror become a preparation for the korban pesach. So therefore, it is meaningful for a person to be chayv korban pesach, even if for technical reasons he will not eat matzah, such as tamei derech rechoka, aro, or beinekar. But nevertheless, because he has this theoretical chiyuv in the korban pesach, mimela he is obligated in the matzah mara as well, because the mitzvahs are related thematically, even though technically they're independent. Is this clear? This is the svara of Rav Daniel Hababli. Now the Rambam is the other extreme, who says the matzah and the maror are integrated into the mitzvah of korban pesach. They are part of, it's one mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of eating korban pesach with the company of the matzah and the maror. So if you're not eating korban pesach, what's the point of eating matzah maror? Now matzah is a separate mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzah, but maror independently doesn't exist. You follow? So therefore the Rambam says, what's your point of eating the mara if you're not going to practically eat them, the korban pesach? It's part of the actual achila of the korban pesach. It's not, it's on, not only a din in the actual chiyuv or the theoretical chiyuv of the korban pesach. You follow? So Rav Daniel Bavli says that the mitzvah of matzah and mara are connected, related to the chiyuv of the korban pesach. So whether you will practically eat the korban pesach is irrelevant. While the Rambam says it's part of the maisa achila, then it depends on the actual eating. So if a person is not going to eat the korban pesach because he's an aro, he's a beinekar, for technical reasons, there's no point of eating the matzah mara either. Okay? It's part of the maisa achila itself. Is this clear? Okay, so now, there are a couple of issues that we have to address within the shitas. So, first of all, it happens to be that Rav Daniel Hababli is not the only shita that holds of it. The Brisker Rav claims, he's meduyik in the words of Rashi, that he claims it's meduyik in the words of Rashi, that he agrees to Rav Daniel Hababli. So there are several proofs, two Rashis that I'm going to quote to you. This is in the stencils of the Chidushe HaGris Alashas, where they quote two Diyukim from Rashi. So let me show you two Diyukim from Rashi. First of all, there is a Rashi on Lamites. If you turn to Lamites Amud Beis. Okay, so the Gemara says, by it's the third wide line, in the middle of the line, by Rami Barham. You see it? Mahu sheyeti Adam yidei chovasa b'maror shel ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. So, you know, maror is a vegetable, whatever it is, okay? Let's say romaine lettuce, right? So, what about if this vegetable is from ma'aser sheni, which you have to bring to Yerushalayim? Can you use your ma'aser sheni maror as the for the mitzvah of maror? Aliba de Rabbi Yekiva lo tibay lecha hashta matzah deraisa nafik mar de Rabbanim ibay. He claims it's not considered mamon gavo, it's mamon hedya, that you can be yotzi matzah mitzvah deraisa with ma'aser sheni, so you can kav a chomer be yotzi maror, which is the Rabbanim. Ki tibay lecha aliba de Rabbi Yosi aglili mai matzah deraisa udilo nafik, because it's mamon gavo. Aba maror de Rabbanim nafik odilma. Who the tikkun rabbanan ki ain doraisa tikkun, and therefore, just like matzah, you're not yotze, mar, you're not yotze. Amarav mistavro matzah mara. There's a hekesh between matzah mar. Okay, so if you look at the Rashi, what does it mean mar is the rabban? Why is mar the rabban? Rashi has two pshatim. Either it's the rabbanan. Look at the Rashi on dibra maskil maror. You see it? In the middle of the narrow lines. So Rashi says, the Maisa Yerek midrabananu, because Maisa Yerek is the Rabbanu, and midraisa islay heter b'moshus, mibay. That's one pshat. And then Rashi says, in the next Dibur HaMaskil, he says, mar de Rabbanan, because bezman hazeh. Alright. So the Brisker Rav says, wait a minute, I can give you a very simple example of a mar de Rabbanan, bezman beis hamikdash. If you don't, our case. Let's say Tame, Beineko, Aro, where you're not going to eat the Korban Pesach, the Rambam will tell you, then Mara is the Rabbana. So why is it so hard for Rashi to come up with examples of Mara the Rabbana? Unless it's Bizman Azeh, and then Rashi has a difficulty, Bizman Azeh, how do you, there's no concept of eating Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim Bizman Azeh, and if it's Bizman Beis Hamikdash, Rashi comes on to Maisa Yerek the Rabbanan. Very simple. Let Rashi give the example that we're talking about somebody who cannot eat the Korban Pesach because he's an Aro, he's a Ben Necher, and yet he'll be obligated in Maror the Rabbanan. Why didn't Rashi say that? So the Brisker Rav claims, you know what? Because Rashi would say, even if you cannot eat Korban Pesach midoraisa, because you're an Aral or a Tameh or Ben Necher, you will still be obligated matzah and maror doraisa. Because Rashi agrees to Rav Daniel Habavli. Is this clear? So this is one raya that he brings from Rashi. And then he brings another Rashi, another proof from a Rashi on Daf Tzadik Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing women, according to Rav Shimon, are chayev in the mitzvah of matzah and mara. And then again, Rashi puts together matzah and mara together. So from the fact that Rashi keeps on putting together matzah and mara together, the Brisker Rav is medayik, he takes the Gemara literally, and that is the simple reading of our Gemara. It is a dochek to say like the way the Ron and Rabbeinu David are saying that when the Gemara says Marar, it's Agav Grara. I mean, the Gemara says the words Marar, right? So Rashi is kipshuto, he takes the Gemara Pashtus, that Marar exists independent of the Korban Pesach. Yes, as long as there exists that heel of Korban Pesach on a theoretical level, it meaning that it's brought, that some people are eating Korban Pesach, that's sufficient to create a heel of Marar, Doraisa, according to Rashi. Okay? Now, let's go to the other extreme, the Rambam Shita, who says, no, the Maror and the Matzah are all part of the actual Maisa Chila of the Korban Pesach, not only in terms of the theoretical Chiyuv. And if Lemaisa, you practically cannot eat it for whatever technical reason, such as Tamei, Beinekar, Aro, whatever, then Rambam says explicitly, no mitzvah of Mar, right? He says it black and white, right? All right, so there's an interesting Gemara on Daf Kuf Kaf Amud Beis. Okay, so let's look at Gemara Kuf Kaf Amud Beis. The The Gemara is discussing eating matzah after chatzos. Now we know the din is as a machlokes tanaim whether there's a mitzvah of eating matzah korban pesach before chatzos. So the Gemara says within the shita that korban pesach has to be eaten before chatzos. What about matzah? Bezman hazeh. So look at the Gemara. It's towards the bottom, couple lines before the wide lines. First word is Rishon. Amar Rav. You see? Couple lines before the wide lines. Amar Rav. You have it? Starts with Rishon. Rishon. Amar Rav. Achal matzah bizman hazeh achar chatzos. Somebody who eats matzah bizman hazeh after chatzos. Le Rav Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says that korban pesach has to be eaten until chatzos, lo yatzei de chovasa. Not only is there a din of chatzos for korban pesach, there's a din of chatzos by matzah. Pshita. The Gemara says, of course. Kivan the eat kish le pesach, we have a hekesh because the pasuk says, al matzos umrorim yochlu. So therefore, you have to eat korban pesach until chatzos. So mimele, you have to eat the matzos until chatzos. Eat kish le pesach, ki pesach dami. Mahu detema ha'afka rakmana mehekesha, because it says by erev tochlu matzos. Ki mashmulan de ki achdre kri le milsa kemaisa achdre. That even though bezman hazeh there is no korban pesach, but even the matzah still has to be eaten until chatzos. All right. So let's analyze this halach. If we learn that, not like the Rambam, if we're going to learn that the mitzvah of korban pesach is independent of the mitzvah of matzah and marah, so why is there a like Rav Daniel HaBavli and like Rashi? So why is there a din of eating matzah until chatzos? Matzah and marah are independent. Why should I eat until chatzos? The answer is there's a hekesh. Even though they existed as an independent mitzvah, but nevertheless, there's still a hekesh. In other words, it's not an independent mitzvah that has nothing to do with korban pesach. They're independent mitzvahs, but they're still, as I said before, they are preparations for the korban pesach. There's a hekesher, there's a thematic connection between matzah and marah and korban pesach, even according to Rashi and Rav Daniel HaBavli. So because of that thematic connection, therefore, there's a hekesh teaching us that you must eat matzah, even the independent mitzvah of matzah would still be until chatzos. And for that matter, we should say for marah as well. Okay? Except by marah, there is no other pasuk, so I wouldn't even have a hava meaning to say it wouldn't be until chatzos. Matzah, I would have a hava meaning because there's a separate pasuk be'er of tochlu matzos. By marah, I don't have a separate pasuk, therefore I wouldn't even have a hava meaning. For sure, marah has to be until chatzos. By matzah, I have a hava meaning. But what would come out from this Gemara is that everybody would agree that matzah and marah, everything should be until chatzos because of the hekesh, which creates this thematic connection between the mitzvah of matzah and marah on the one hand and the mitzvah of korban pesach on the other. Is this clear? So even though they're independent mitzvah, but they're still connected. Am I being clear? Okay. Question is, the Birchas Avraham asked this question on the Rambam. If we say like the Rambam, that the matzah and the marah are all part of the mitzvah of korban pesach, and marah certainly doesn't have an independent thing. So now we have a separate mitzvah of eating matzahs by erev tochlu matzahs, which is not part of the mitzvah of korban pesach. So this other pasuk, this other din of by erev tochlu matzahs, which is teaching me to eat matzah bezman hazeh doraisa, according to the Rambam, in what way is it connected to korban pesach? if it's a separate mitzvah that has nothing to do with Korban Pesach, why would there be a din of eating matzahs basman hazeh until chatzos? We understand the matzah and the mara, they're a part of the Korban Pesach, of course. That's basman beis hamikdash. But bisman hazeh, the Rambam claims, one, there's no korban pesach, there's no maror, and the only mitzvah of eating matzahs is a separate pasuk b'erev tochu matzahs. That separate mitzvah of eating b'erev tochu matzahs, in what way is it connected to korban pesach? You follow? Let me leave this question. I'll come back to this question. And in the meantime, let me present a middle shita. I left out one of the shitas we've shown him. This is the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos is a middle shita. So we have the two extremes. The Rambam is the extreme shita that matz and maror are part of the maisach gil of the Korban Pesach. The Rashi and Rav Daniel Hababli is the other extreme, that they're independent. And now you have a middle sheet of Tosfos. What is Tosfos' understanding of the mitzvah of matzah and maror, and how do they relate to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Okay, so let's go back to our doc. On Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, where I'm going to read you the Tosfos. Kol Aro Lo Yochol Bo. You see it? So Tosfos says, Tema, Gabe Bein Necher. We're talking about Bein Necher means of somebody who's a Mumar. Shehu Mumar. Am I Yitzri Kra? What is the Pasuk saying? How do I know they're Chayiv in Matz and Maror? Maybe they should be Potter. Kimash Malan, the Pasuk is teaching me, Bohu Eino Okal, Abo Ochu Matz and Maror. Tosfos says, what's your Havamina? Okay, a Mumar is Potter from Korban Pesach. But why should he be Potter? What's the Havamina to make him potter from matzah and maror? Amay yitzikrap shita shechayev lecho matzah. Shechayev lecho v'kol ha-mitzvah samuras b'torah. Listen, this guy is a mumar. Is there, just because he's a mumar, is he potter? You know, he doesn't want to be observant. Is that in any way exempt him from mitzvahs just because he doesn't want to do it? He's still chayev. So why would I ever have him? He's potter from matzah. Maybe you'll tell me, says Tosa, he's allowed to eat matzah. Apagav the Asra Pesach, Hanami Pshita, the Atu Matzah Kiddusha Isbeh, says Tosa. You think matzah is kiddusha, that of a havamina is not allowed to eat it? So Tosfos answers. Let's try to read Tosfos' answer and understand what he means. V'yesh lomer di'itzrich lehinka d'nishkar ha'pesach kishaya mumar. When they shechted the Korban Pesach, he was a mumar. So he wasn't manoi. They couldn't be counted in the Korban Pesach. V'aset tshuva, and he does tshuva. And now he wants to, and he's becoming obligated in the Korban Pesach, but he cannot do it because he wasn't counted. There's a technical halakha, you need minu, you know, reservations, what we call it today. You know, like you make a reservation in a hotel. Korban Pesach requires a reservation, that's called minu. The apogav de lo achel b'pesach. So even though he cannot eat Korban Pesach because he didn't make a reservation, so what's Tosfos' answer? How does he in any way have answered the question? So the Lamedus is like this. I believe, according to Tosfos, Tosfos believes in a middle approach. Tosfos thinks matzah and maror are considered to be independent of Korban Pesach, but they are subordinate. They are tapo. Korban Pesach is ikar, and matzah and maror are tapo. See, Rambam says matzah and maror are part of the actual achila. It's all one achila of Korban Pesach. Rav Daniel Hababli and Rashi are the other extreme. They are independent and disconnected. Tosfos is the middle approach. They are not part of the maisach achila. They are separate mitzvos, but they are tapo. They are subordinate subordinate to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, namely. So if the person was a mumar, which he could not be counted for the Korban Pesach, nevertheless he's chayav in the matzah and mar. But I would have a hava mina, says Tosfos, that because matzah and maror are subordinate to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the same ptur that's pottering from Korban Pesach would apply to matzah and maror as well. Just like you need a reservation for Korban Pesach, you would need a reservation for matzah and maror as well. You follow? So, and therefore, despite the fact that this person did tshuva, the same way he cannot eat the Korban Pesach, he would not be allowed to eat the matzah maror, because the matzah maror are part of the actual mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So therefore, Tosfos answers, Kimash Malan, even though you need a reservation of Korban Pesach, that halakha doesn't extend to the matzah maror as well. And therefore, he's allowed to eat the matzah maror without the requirement of a reservation. Reservation is limited to Korban Pesach. So what you see from this Tosfos is that matzah and maror are independent, but in a theoretical way, they are still connected to Korban Pesach. You follow? No, it's because they are theoretically connected, I would think the din of minui should apply to them as well. Kimash Mula, no. The minui is restricted to Korban Pesach. It doesn't extend to the subordinate, the tafel mitzvahs. Okay? Now, let's discuss what would be a possible nafkamina between the shita of Tosfos and the shita of the Rambam. So, the nafkamina I will suggest is as follows. What about less than a shear of a kezias? Do you need to eat a shear of kezias for maror or matzah at the same? Now, matzah needs a kezias certainly because of ba'erev tofuma. What about maror? How much maror do you have to eat bezman beis hamikdash when you're eating it with the korban pesach? Okay? So, I claim there should be nafkamina between the Rambam and Tosfos. If you learn like the Rambam, that it's considered just part of the Maisa Achila of the Korban Pesach, there's no requirement of eating a kezias of maror. It's all considered to be part of the Achila of Korban Pesach. But if you learn like the Tosfos, that it's a separate mitzvah, but it's subordinate to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, so because it is a separate mitzvah of matzah and maror, it requires a kezias, like all Achilas require kezias. So I think that should be the nafkamina. You follow?
So according to the Rambam, if you had half a kezias of matzah, half of Korban Pesach, and half a kezias of maror.
Well, you would. I would think you would still need a kezias of Korban Pesach, because the word achila is going on Korban Pesach. So you for sure need a kezias of Korban Pesach.
And with the mashula.
Right, but what I claim is you don't need a kezias of maror. That's enough. You follow what I'm saying? Now, there's a famous Shagis Aryeh. So let me share you with the following Shagis Aryeh. The Shagis Aryeh quotes the Rosh. The Rosh in Arvei Psachim says that why is it you need a kezias of maror, bezman hazeh? He says you only need it for technical reason because we make a bracha al achilas maror. And it's not proper to make a bracha and not eat a kezias. So the Shagis Aryeh says, what do you mean? And he says that the Rosh would say this even bezman Beis HaMikdash. So the Shagis Aryeh says, what are you talking about? Why does the Rosh say the only reason you eat a kezias is because of this bracha halakha? Forget about bracha. If the Torah says there's a maisa achila of mara, that requires a kezias. In fact, I quoted to you a Gemara Lamates. If you recall, the Gemara asked the question, if you eat mara derabanan, maisa sheni, can you be yotze mara out of maisa sheni? And Rava says, yes, because there's a hekesh between matzah and maror. So Shagis Aryeh says, well, once there's a hekesh, therefore there should be a din of kezias by matzah. There's a din of kezias by maror. So the Rav Chaim in the stand, there's a famous Rav Chaim from the stand. the Kisvei, what they call Kisvei HaGra. He writes that, obviously, he quotes the Rambam Shita. You know, there, he claims that the Rosh learned like the Rambam, that the Matzah and the Marah are all tafel to the Korban Pesach. So therefore, it's not a separate, independent Maisa Achila of Marah. Memela, there's no din of Kizayas. So only if you're going to have to make a bracha al Achilas Marah, he says, the Rosh says you require Kizayas. But because Mitoris, the mitzvah of Matzah Sumrori Mechlu, you wouldn't require it. But let's say B'diyevet, let's say you would eat less than a Kizayas, you would still be Yotze, says the Rav Chaim. You follow? So that all fits according to the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam holds Matzah and Marah are all part of the Maisachila. But what I'm trying to say is, according to Tosas, that wouldn't work. Tosas would learn like the Shagas Aryeh, because Tosas claims the Matzah and Marah are separate mitzvahs. They're just tafel to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but nevertheless they still exist as a separate mitzvah. And due to the fact that it's a separate mitzvah, you need a kizayis min haTorah. You follow? Alright. So now, let me now conclude with the question I posed before from the Birchas Avraham. According to the Rambam Shita, So let me first point out clearly how will the Rambam address those two questions. The Gemara is a Havamina that Matz and Maror, they should be Pater, an Aro, Tame Benekar. So Tosa says, the Kimatza Maror Kedusha Yisbehu. The answer is, according to Rambam, it's very good. Because since the Matzah and Marah are part of the Maisa Achila of Korban Pesach, they take on the Kiddush of the Korban Pesach, and Takai would have a Havamina there is a Kiddush of Korban Pesach even for the Matzah and Marah, because it's all one Maisa Achila. You follow? The Maskana is, and even though it's one Maisa Achila, the Kiddush is still restricted to Korban Pesach. So Tosus Havamina to say Viki Matzah and Marah Kiddusha Yisbei does make sense according to the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam claims it's all one Maisa Achila. You follow? But Tosfos obviously cannot say that, because he holds it's a separate Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore Tosfos gives the Sukimta that it was a case where they didn't make, he was a Mumar at the time of reservation, he did Shul. You follow? But the Rambam doesn't need to make any of those Sukimtas. Is this clear? Okay, now let's address the question of the Birkas Avraham I posed before. And that is, according to the way the Rav Chaim explains, that the Rambam holds that Matzah and Marah are part of the Maisa Achila of Korban Pesach, but then Matzah is a separate mitzvah because of Bayarav Toklo Matzah. So then how do you understand the Gemara on Kuf Kaf Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that there's a requirement of Chatzos even for Matzahs Bezman Hazeh Midoraisa because of the Hekesh? It says, what kind of a Hekesh? You're comparing apples to oranges? What does the mitzvah of Bayarav Toklo Matzah have anything to do with Korban Pesach? It's a separate mitzvah. So what's the point of this Hekesh? Right? So the Birkas Avraham gives the following answer. He says, even though there's a separate mitzvah of matzahs, or Bayarav Toklo Matzahs, it's not really that it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach is an extension of the mitzvah of Bayarav Toklo Matzahs. Now, you start off with the nucleus, Bayarav Toklo Matzahs. That's the Iker. And then build on that, the Torah extends that that mitzvah develops by adding the Marah and adding the Korban Pesach, that mitzvah expands into the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is an expansion on the mitzvah of Bayarav Toklo Matzahs. You follow? So therefore, because it's an expansion, so even Bezman HaZeh that you don't have the expansion, you have the Iker, the nucleus, which is Bayarav Toklo Matzahs, and therefore Memela, the Hekesh teaches you, there's still a requirement until Chatzos. You follow? Okay. Now, What's interesting is, according to the Rambam has a very strange halakha, and that is, he talks about the din of Bein Nechir. So let me read you the Rambam. He says something as chidush that no other Rishon says, legabe the din of Bein Nechir. The Gemara, the simple reading of our Gemara is that when it comes to Bein Nechir is that he is potter, he's potter from the mitzvah, or he cannot partake of the mitzvah korban pesach. Right? So let me read you the Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Tes in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halakha Zayin. Hamachil Kizayis Mina Pesach. Somebody who feeds from the sacrifice of the Korban Pesach, Beme Pesach, Rishon Pesach Sheni, Le Mishumad Lavodazar. That's what we're talking about. A Ben Nechir. Mishumad meaning a person who converts into idolatry. He stops being Jewish. He converts, he becomes a Christian. If another Jew would give him a piece of Korban Pesach, then the Rambam says, Hareza over below Tase. The Eino Loka of a machinus or machus marcus. The Rambam is telling us a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam says the Iser of Ben Nechir is not referring to the Ben Nechir, but it's referring to the other Jews. We are not allowed to give the Korban Pesach to the Ben Nechir. The other Rishonim disagree. They say it means the person himself cannot eat of the Korban Pesach. So let me explain what is the nature of this Rambam. What is the theme? What is the Svara behind this Rambam and the other Rishonim? So there's an interesting Hakir I was reading in the Minchas Asher in a different context, which I'm going to borrow for this Machlok. And the Machlok Hakir is like this. The other Rishonim understand that the Iser of Ben Nechir is a Machalas Asuros. You're not allowed to eat. So who is not allowed to eat? It means the Bein Nechir cannot eat. It's a din in Namaisa Achila. So just like we are obligated in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, he has a negative mitzvah. He's not allowed to eat of the Korban Pesach. And therefore, it obviously has to do with him. The Rambam will say, no, the concept of this Iser is a din in the Kiddush of Korban Pesach. Kiddush of Korban Pesach means I have to preserve and make sure that a Bein Nechir doesn't eat it. It's not a din in the Amaisa Achila, it's a din in the sanctity of the Korban Pesach. And Mimele, it applies to the other Jews not to give over the Korban Pesach to the Bein Nechir. You follow? So first of all, this fits the Rambam Neshitasa, because the Rambam understands that because of the Kedusha of Korban Pesach, you know, the matzah mara extended, and I would have a Havamina that I would not even be allowed to eat matzah mara, Ben Nechir would not be allowed, Kimashlan they could. And Mimela, the Rambam extends it not to feed the Korban Pesach to the Ben Nechir as well. There's another interesting deal that I think I can explain. If you look in the Koteras, the Franco Rambam says, if you look in the Koteras, the Koteras is the heading, the, what they call the preamble to Hilko's Korban Pesach, the preamble. So over there, like the introduction, and he has a summary of the mitzvahs he discusses. So let me read you the particular mitzvah of Ben Nechir, right? What does the Rama say? Shelo ya'achil mimenu mishuma. And then he says, Shelo ya'achil mimenu letoshav losake. So, what does Shelo ya'achil mean? He should not eat. That seems to contradict, because here the Rambam says the Iser is feeding. And here he says, Lo Yahil. He should have been consistent. He should have said, Shalo Yahil Mimenu. So I think based on the Svara I'm saying, I can answer this contradiction. Thematically, what is the nature of this Iser? The nature of the Iser is not to facilitate the Bein Nechir in eating the Korban Pesach, because you are being Mechalel, the Kedusha of the Korban Pesach. So Bottom line, thematically, what's wrong is you don't want him to eat it. What the fact that I'm giving it him, that's just the facilitation of allowing him to eat it. That's just like a hekshar aveira. You follow? The main problem is that it's not so much the giving per se that's the problem. But if I give him, then I will cause him to be makalo the kedusha of the korban pesach. You follow?
Yep.
So that's why the Rambam says in the Teres, the basic nature of the mitzvah shelo yachel means we don't want him to eat it. But practically, how do you violate it? When I feed it to him. Because by feeding it to him, I am then facilitating the fact that this korban pesach will be neskalo by giving it to the ben neim. As opposed to the case of tosha v'sachir, then that's not a din of kedusha. That's a technical thing. We're not allowed to give to the tosha. So there, it's a din in the giving, and therefore the Rambam says, Shalo Yahil. Is this clear?
So would the Ben Nechor also be over in Isser Shechita?
Well, that's an interesting question. Will the Ben Nechor be over the Easter as well? I would think yes, because, you know, it's just like we cannot facilitate, he's part of the facilitation as well. You follow?
What happens if Ben Nechor checks his own current base off and eats it then?
That's what he just said.
Yeah, so what happens then?
So it's the same problem. He's not allowed to eat it.
Not allowed to eat it.
Right.
Ben Nechor is somebody who was Jewish, but he's not probably going to come.
Stop here.